Welcome back to FightCasters. Andy Samuelson of the Las Vegas Sun, joined by always Brett Okamoto. How you doing, Brett?
Doing great, Andy. How are you?
Pretty good. Well, let's get right into it. Kimbo Slice in the UFC. First fight. What'd you think?
Well, here comes a spoiler alert. If you haven't seen it, turn off the podcast right now because what did I think? Kimbo loses in somewhat controversially stopped fight. I was impressed by Kimbo's stand-up, as anybody probably would be. I noticed that, I mean, everyone knew that he's a good striker, but he looks like more of a mixed martial arts striker now. His footwork looks better. He's not just coming straight forward like he used to do in backyard fights. And that was what everyone expected. And then his ground game, obviously. I mean, Roy Nelson is going to expose people's ground game over this entire season. I mean, he's a black belt jiu-jitsu guy. You know, I mean, he doesn't look
and
the part.
And he's huge.
He doesn't look the part, but he's very well. He does a very nice job on the ground. But, you know, it showed. I mean, just the simplicity of what he was doing. I mean, it didn't take him anything to improve his position on Kimbo. You know, I mean, the positions that he got Kimbo in, where he was able to lock Kimbo's, you know, right arm under his left leg. I mean, those are positions that good fighters don't ever find themselves in for a reason. I mean, because guys work up defensive strategies to prevent themselves from getting in those situations. And Kimbo obviously has got a lot of work to do in that department. But, you know, I think you can tell that he's taking it seriously. And obviously his striking makes him dangerous against anybody. So I think there's a future for him, and hopefully he'll take the time that, well, I guess it already has happened, but hopefully
definitely a future. He kind of slipped that up on the conference call. It just depends on when he fights next. Are you disappointed, though, with all the hype? Kind of a disappointing showing or no?
No, I didn't think it was a disappointing showing. I think it's what a lot of people expected. He beat his opponent on feet, and then he lost to him on the ground.
And he rocked him a couple times. You know, it looked like never was he in danger of getting knocked out, but he landed a couple shots. And, you definitely – he cost himself trying to throw a knee. That's when he got taken down the second time. So you got to be impressed that at least he's trying some other strikes and definitely looked like a different fighter for the brief period of time you saw him. And, hey, he's not going anywhere. He's going to either fight December 5th in the tough finale at in Las Vegas, or the 12th at 107 in Memphis. So, you know, I guess the real question is how do you feel about Dana kind of backtracking and what he said? And, hey, it's a smart business move right now, especially if you have CBS, sign and Fedor, you know, Strikeforce, sign and Fedor, getting on network TV. You can't let a guy like this get out of your stable.
Yeah, but I guess I don't – I mean, there's no question that from a business standpoint it makes sense. You don't want Kimbo to go to a Strikeforce where, you know, he's going to bring in fans no matter how well he performs. I guess I'm wondering about the timing of it. I mean, why does Dana White announce that Kimbo's going to be fighting right in the beginning part of the Ultimate Fighter season? I mean, that's what this whole reality show is supposed to be based upon, is these guys are fighting for a UFC contract. And for him to say that early – I mean, he could quietly tell Kimbo Slice that, like, hey – I know you lost your first fight, but I like the way you fought in there. And he kind of did, even in the show, where he kind of, you know, alluded to the fact where I don't even think the fight should have been called. I think Kimbo showed a lot of potential. You know, he kind of like alluded to it, but to come right out and say it almost kind of takes away from the rest of the season because, you know,
well,
at least
let's say the rest of the season was already taken away from when Rampage decided
exactly
to shoot
you
the
already,
film. So
exactly.
Yeah, there's you're gonna watch because you're probably a fight fan, and there's other interesting. You know, you want to see how the former NFL guys do. You want to see what happens with Kimbo, but the storylines don't have a definitive end as of yet, and I think that's kind of, you know, it's a cliffhanger leaving you hanging.
I don't know. I thought it was very weird that he would bring out this news like that because you say that people keep watching. I'm sure they will. I'm sure the show will continue to get ratings. But, I mean, me personally as a viewer, if I know that no matter what happens with Kimbo, I'm going to see him again. I mean, if there was like that mystery of, oh, maybe this is going to be the only time we see Kimbo in the UFC, and, you know, there will be this big talk where Kimbo tries to make his last case to Dana White, then you'd want to keep watching, especially with the history that Dana White said that, oh, Kimbo will never be here. He'll get his ass kicked in the house, you know?
But hey, there's other reasons to watch besides the fighting. Rampage alone is pretty funny, especially again, a spoiler alert here. The painted on Kimbo Slice hairdo. I mean, that's classic right there. That's almost enough to turn it.
Yeah, I mean, Rampage is always going to be good television, and I will keep watching. But I'm surprised, and I know that some other people are wondering. Well, you know, how can Dana White say those mean things about Kimbo and then come and we're not even hit. We hadn't even hit the third episode and he said that Kimbo was going to fight in the UFC. It's just weird. And I mean, it doesn't hurt or help the UFC either way. I mean, I think like we already said, people are going to keep tuning in. It was just weird to me.
Well, some other UFC news coming out. It looks like Anderson Silva and Vitor Belfort are going to be set for UFC 108, which is the end of the year. Actually, the beginning of the new year, January 2nd show here in Las Vegas. Not surprised about it, but if you're Dan Henderson, you got to be kind of mad. You were supposed to be next in line.
I was surprised by it. I mean, you came back from Dallas and said that was something that Dana White had said. And, I mean, Vitor came back, and he was great in that fight against Rich Franklin, but that was a fight at 195. His first fight back in the organization since how long of a break that he had been on, and you're going to give him a title fight over a guy that you had originally told he was going to get a title fight in Dan Henderson if he took care of Michael Bisping,
and
he took care of him obviously yeah. Did. I mean, that's going to be on knockout DVDs for years to come, and then you probably got to fight Nate Marquardt for the next shot, and then on top of that you get leapfrogged by a guy who just came in and won one fight. So I'm sure Henderson isn't happy about it, and I wouldn't be either. I thought that was a little quick. And do you think that it's just Anderson Silva saying that that's who he wanted to fight?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think that. I mean, obviously Anderson has to get his elbow scoped, so I haven't heard anything that's definitive. I guess Vitor might have. There's some rumors out there that he did make the official bout agreement, but yeah, maybe he wants to fight him. It just doesn't make sense that you would think the number one contender has got to be Henderson, and he proved that against Bisping, and sadly Marquardt's probably next in line, and Vitor, in all reality, should have one more fight probably before he gets that title shot. But yeah, Obviously that's not the way the UFC works. You've seen that with Lesnar. Now we're seeing it kind of, not to call it hypocritical, but in many ways it is. I mean, if you say a guy's got to earn his way up, and then guys like Slice and Lesnar are getting fights just based on who they are, then a guy like Henderson, who's feel like he's earned it, he's got to be pretty pissed off.
Yeah, and I don't think that Silva Belfort is a bad matchup.
No,
I think that's
not at all. It's a great main event.
But yeah, you just kind of wonder, and now I guess the future holds that Dan Henderson will fight Marquardt, and you know, really, what happens if Henderson loses that fight? Then you're really talking about he's fallen down the ladder. I mean, you're talking a guy who had the best knockout of the biggest night in UFC history at UFC 100, and he loses to Marquardt, which I think that would be a serious threat. That would be a close fight between those two. He loses to Marquardt. All of a sudden, he's fallen way out of the picture. It's unfortunate for him because, you know, if you would have asked him after UFC 100, who's he fight next, he would have told you, I feel like I'm going to get a title shot.
And while it might suck for Henderson, and talk about some speed there, the hand speed in that Belfort-Anderson Silva matchup would be pretty awesome to watch.
Yeah.
Some other news. Forrest Griffin did his first interview since UFC 101. With Dave Ferrara, and just tough to get a read on this guy. He said he should just leave, jump out of the octagon every time he loses, and said he doesn't want to be a role model. It's just really, I don't know the thing sometimes with Forrest. You know, he's a great guy, but it's just really hard to read what he truly wants. I mean, on one hand, if you're Forrest and you've made a lot of money and you've had a lot of success because of being this fighter and having the book deal, you got to embrace these fans. Maybe it's not his role to be a role model, but you would think he would embrace it a little bit more.
Yeah, Forrest has just proven himself that he's like that. And I think he's just kind of an introverted person, which is weird because he's funny. You know, I mean, he came out and wrote a book that was very, you know, outlandish and really showed his personality and everything. But I think when it really comes down to it, he doesn't like it when the cameras are on him. He doesn't like it when the microphones are up against him, and he prefers to fight and get out of the ring and not be in the public eye, which is fine. It's just weird. To openly say I don't want to be a role model, I mean, but I agree with him to some point. I mean, I don't, he says I don't want people coming up to me telling me I put money on you, you know, like you're my kid's hero. I mean, that's he kind of looks at it simplistically as like, I'm here to fight. I thought we were fighting. I didn't know we were up here, you know. I mean, standing for something or being role models or whatever, you know. And so that's fine. That's the way he approaches the game, and that's just how it's always going to be. Forrest is going to be Forrest, and you know, we'll see what happens down the road with him.
I'm sure he won't. I'm sure he'll do a few more media interviews. He's he's still, people want to watch him fight, and you're gonna have to talk if you're gonna be fighting. So it's not definitely not the end of him. What are your thoughts on Klitschko and his pretty dominant win over Chris Areola?
Yeah, switching gears to boxing and Klitschko, I mean, really just he dominated Chris Areola. He
threw 300 more punches than Mayweather in a fight that was two rounds shorter. Are you surprised? I mean, obviously, a guy that big, he was out there throwing the haymakers.
He's really athletic, though. You know, he's an athletic heavyweight. He's a guy that doesn't really appear as a heavyweight. You know, Areola looks more like a heavyweight. You know, he's a bigger guy. He's throwing that one knockout punch. You know, and really it was Klitschko just working behind the jab. You know, he was out jabbing him, and Areola didn't have an answer for it. And I thought that Klitschko won every round. And it's unfortunate because, you know, other than Areola, who else comes to mind besides
the other Klitschko and that fight? You know, they promised their mother a long time ago that won't happen. I think Areola showed a ton of heart. You know, it was a big fight in L.A., which, let's face it, the heavyweights, since Mike Tyson, there hasn't been that American guy to really carry it, and Areola was kind of the hope, and especially being a Hispanic and, you know, Mexican and American boxer, he could have really tapped into a huge audience there. Showed tons of heart. You know, maybe this will be the motivation he needs, you know, a rematch a year and a half. But yeah, right now, the division's all Klitschko's, and it doesn't look like anyone's going to stop him.
It's a weak weight class,
yes,
is what it is. I mean, when you talk about Klitschko's, both of them, as great and talented as they are, I mean, down the road, will you mention them in the same breath as Ali and Frazier and even Tyson and those guys? I mean, it's just
they don't have the knockout. They're not knocking people out, and that's what everyone associates with the heavyweight division. He put on a clinic just like Mayweather. You know, you could argue that it was just as almost a perfect fight from him, and but you know, like he said in some interviews afterwards, he wants to be more than a boxer in his life. These guys are, you know, college grads. And in Germany, you know, the art of boxing is a little different than the knockouts here in America. But a great fight from him. And it's sad that if, you know, they're going to need to – it's sad for boxing probably to continue. They're going to need a couple of these knockouts from the big guys and get in the fight that everybody wants to see in Mayweather and Pacquiao. David Diaz returned, looked pretty sharp against Jesus Chavez. And then also – you know, here's some old schoolers, Roy Jones and Bernard Hopkins. If Jones can get past Danny Green here in December, he'll be fighting Hopkins again. Will you tune into that one? It's been 16 years since their first one.
No, and I don't understand why Hopkins would take this fight. I mean, a lot of people thought he was over the hill, but he comes back and beats Kelly Pavlik. Obviously, Kelly Pavlik's a great fighter. He's fighting Paul Williams later this year. And now you have Hopkins taking on Roy Jones. I mean, it doesn't seem like it's a good fight for Hopkins. I mean, it's a great fight for Roy Jones Jr. And you're gonna have the old time boxing fans tune into it. So.
And I think that's the only thing that makes it a good fight is, hey, let's face it, without any of these young guys, you know, who's more well known, Roy Jones, Hopkins, or Areola? Obviously, Hopkins and Jones are more renowned, and people will tune in just because of that. But if that's what's carrying boxing right now, these names, if you can't get the marquee matchups. Let me go back to, were you surprised that the UFC, the numbers came out? Looks like boxing killed it. I was a little surprised, not totally shocked, but I thought UFC would beat it. And with a million out there, maybe the main event just wasn't, you know, I guess I was just totally wrong on that one.
Yeah, well, me and you had that conversation, and what I said was it's hard not to believe that UFC has kind of overtaken boxing because, first of all, UFC happens a lot more. It's on... You know, it's starting to become a fixture on a main fixture on TV, as we saw with Spike TV. That, you know, The Ultimate Fighter, it broke Spike TV's ratings records. You know, and
it'll be interesting to see in the next couple of days how tonight's episode did against
the first one. I'm sure it did incredible, and so it's hard not to buy into that. But then when it really comes down to it, in the pay per view numbers, people are still tuned into boxing, especially the big matchups. And you got to remember that. There's only maybe four or five big boxing matches. So
do you think
it was the
people bought into maybe Mayweather losing, or just that it had been 2 years since a big name American? You know, just maybe people are tuning in because they don't like him or they do like him. Now, his personality is pretty captivating, one way or the other.
I don't think it had to do with we want to see Mayweather lose. I think people, when it comes down to it, the American public still loves a great boxing match. You know, I mean, we even talk about that, where as exciting as the UFC is, there's not like that, there's not that buzz in the air.
Electricity, you're right.
You know, there's not that buzz in the air when Pacquiao walks in and, you know, he's going to fight Oscar in the ring. I mean, there's just that anticipation. And it's there in UFC. But for boxing, for some reason, it's just different. And I think people were wondering if maybe, I mean, Marquez was rated the second pound-for-pound boxer in the world by a lot of people, right behind Pacquiao. So maybe I don't think that it was a lot of people thinking, oh, this is going to be the fight that Mayweather loses. I got to see this. I think people just wanted to see a good boxing match. And I don't know if it delivered, like we talked about this in the last podcast. We're not sure what people will think about that fight because there wasn't a knockout. You know, I mean, there was the knockdown in the early in the fight, and you kind of thought that there was a chance for Mayweather to finish it, and he didn't. And that's been something that a lot of casual fans haven't liked about Mayweather. So I'm not sure if those million people who bought it are happy with it. But I wasn't surprised when the numbers came out, and it looks like it beat him by about 2-1, a little over 2-1.
All right, kind of last news here. Are you shocked that DMX is going to be in MMA? You've heard Herschel Walker. All kinds of stuff has been happening lately, but rapper DMX is in a celebrity fight on December 12th in Alabama. Alabama obviously doesn't regulate MMA. You've seen an amputee fight there. Obviously, Ray Mercer just destroyed Tim Sylvia there, and here we have a DMX, and also on the card, Butterbean and Tank Abbott.
Yeah,
just a different world down south.
I mean, you're not going as a fight fan. You're going as just like a, seriously, DMX is fighting? I should probably go watch this. You know, whatever. If he can make money off of it and, you know, fans are entertained, I guess. I mean, let's not label it as I mean, I'm sure this is something that like Dana White hates because it gives the sport a bad name. I mean, it's just basically two guys getting in a cage and fighting at that point. But
and not all the rules are still, I mean, there's still kind of questions on the, is it a celebrity fight? How true of a fight it is? But is it good for the sport or bad if guys like Herschel Walker and some of these big name guys outside of it are taking it up? I don't think it's horrible. I think they'll have the chance to prove themselves, much like Kimbo did tonight.
I guess I would hope that it's not good or bad. I would hope that people see it for what it is, you know? It's not that much different from me and you hopping into a ring and having our friends watch. I mean, it is what it is. It's not mixed martial arts. It's just a fight at that point. Two celebrities in a celebrity match? You got a matchup? Who would you want to see?
Any two celebrities?
Yeah, put you on the spot here.
Well, hey, Herschel Walker challenged Dana White. That'd be a good one for starters. I'd probably say a girl fight, probably. But yeah, MMA, let's see.
I would say if we could turn back the clock in their prime, Arnold versus Stallone would be pretty yeah, awesome.
That'd be a great fight, but only if they were in Cobra versus Commando characters. Two great 80s movies right there.
Well, you know, we're starting to stretch now, so I think it's time to end it.
I think we're at the bottom of the barrel.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the Kimbo fight. It's a typical fight of the Ultimate Fighter. Nothing
earth shattering.
Nothing earth shattering, but still.
But he looked more impressive.
And I'm sure we'll see him down the road.
All right, we'll check you out next week.